Dad didn't get the car checked when it started making trouble. Now it's just about ready to break.
It's important to have your car checked out regularly. And not just your car, but your life too. This is Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. You know, if you forget to check the oil in your car, you might just break down and find yourself stranded on the side of the road. But you know what? It's not just your car that you have to check. You have to check yourself too. I'm talking about a spiritual checkup. Just listen to Psalm 26:2. It says, "Look closely at me, Lord, and test me. Judge my deepest thoughts and emotions." Our story today is entitled, Running Rough. "What's wrong with the car, Daddy?" asked 5-year-old Ellery as the family drove to their country home after a church service in the village. "It's jerking." "It's sure been running rough," said Dad. "It's been doing that lately, but it's never been this bad before." "Are we going to make it home?" Ellery peered through the window at the trees lining the steep drop at the side of the road. "Sure we'll make it," said Ellery's older brother Barrett. "We always do." The car slowly climbed a long, steep hill. Dad pushed the accelerator pedal to the floor, but the car refused to speed up. Dad frowned. "I must say, I'm annoyed with myself for not checking this out sooner," he said. "I should have taken the car to the mechanic when I first noticed it wasn't running smoothly." "I think it's getting worse," said Barrett. He wasn't so sure they'd make it home after all. Mom sighed. "Well, at least we're close enough to home that we can walk the rest of the way if we have to, but we'd have a long uphill hike." "I guess the car needs regular checkups just like we do," said Barrett. "Like Pastor Kim said this morning, have a checkup every day, and if you see a trouble spot, take care of the problem before it gets worse." "Our car needs a checkup every day?" Ellery asked, puzzled. Barrett laughed. "No, we do. We need to remind ourselves every day of all Jesus has done for us and who we are in Him. And if we see any trouble spots of sin, confess them to Him right away. Jesus will forgive us so we can run smoothly again." To the relief of the whole family, the car kept going and they finally reached the driveway. "Well, I hope you'll remember this lesson about doing regular checkups on your life," said Dad, "because I don't intend to let this car teach us that lesson again. Tomorrow it goes to the mechanic to be fixed." So what about you? Do you regularly do checkups on your life? Do you remember all that Jesus has done for you and who you are in Him every day? When you do that, you may be able to see some trouble spots in your life that don't match up to how God wants you to live. If so, confess them to Jesus and ask for forgiveness. Then keep doing checkups every day to make sure you're living in the light of all He's done for you. Our key verse today is found in the Psalms, chapter 139, verses 23 and 24. It says, "Search me, O God, see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Our key thought today, examine your life daily. If you're looking for some fun new stuff to do with your family, Keys for Kids Ministries has just the book for you. It's called The 1-Year Classic Family Devotions. It's got journals to write in and puzzles to solve and games to play. You'll enjoy the stories every day and you'll have lots of fun stuff to look forward to all year long. Just ask your mom or dad for help and then take them to our shop. It's found at keysforkids.org. Once you get there, click on the button that says Shop to get the 1-Year Classic Family Devotions. My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.